Radio.
Yes, and be with you, we are. And hopefully, I had to call in. This stupid blog talk radio is really frustrating me. I don't know what the deal is, but it will not. I think it's got me clipped. I think it's got me punked because it will not let me in. I don't know what the deal is with this Skydidio or whatever it is that you log into, but it was never this hard before, never. And at this point, welcome to American by Design with your host Bing Fisher, Uncle Bing. You can call me whatever you want to. And I'm sitting here today, and I just look at all the negativity around us. You know, just in this country, it's amazing. Nobody wants to be positive. Nobody. Nobody wants to be positive. Everybody wants to be negative. Everybody wants to axe to grind. They want, I don't know, I guess they're 15 minutes in fame. The terrorists that are looting and the anarchists that are out there, they all want that fame. And they want, for the rioters and the looters, they want the country destroyed. Because they think they can bring about a different country. They think they can bring about something that is going to be greater and better than what it is. And we've got the greatest and the bestest that there is right now. But they want to destroy that, and they want to bring their own vision of democracy, I guess, mob rules, to the United States of America. They want to bring their own vision of how they want this country run. And if you look at the protests and the rallies and so on, and as a matter of fact, you can call me at 646-478-5284. I'm kind of beyond because this stupid blog talk radio is really pissing me off. But anyways, you can call me there. But getting back to the protesters and so on, they don't care. If you look at them, the makeup is generally white. They might be mixed a little bit with some blacks in it, but it's not totally black. It's not Black Lives Matter. These people are busting. They're trucked in. Look what happened to Rand Paul the other day and his wife and his friends and so on. I mean, they were attacked. coming out of the RNC speech by Trump. They were attacked. And it's crazy. But this is how these people are. They're terrorists. If you look at the left, in my opinion, are terrorists. Yeah, you do too, Chucky. Yeah, it's insane. If you get some feedback on the channel, I'm very sorry. I apologize for that. It's just, like I said, I've got to get this studio running like I used to have it running, because right now it's not really helping me out very much. But anyways, to get back to the point, there were, let me try to bring that link up if I can, if something works here. Hold on a second, we'll get it up. We were talking, or I was, you know, wanting to bring up the,
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Background, but oh well. I'm sorry, I very much apologize for this because I ain't got my stuff together, I guess. But we're looking for a certain file and I can't find it on the computer. Anyways, we've been indoctrinated since, I don't know, 1960s, 63, even before, as far as communist goals that they want to achieve. To take over the country. And one of them is to basically, and this was read into the Congressional Record back in 1963. It's Mr. Herlong, Speaker of DeLand, Florida. And he's an ardent, an articulate opponent of communism, but until recently, he in 1963 he published this, and it went to the Congressional Record at that time. And their goals are: one, U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war, not the fact that we have bigger guns. Not the fact that we have better ammunition, not the fact that we have a stronger military, but no, U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. Two, U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. Three, develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. Go figure that one out. Permit free trade between all nations regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. So basically open borders. So basically free trade with commies, like we have been doing with China for a long time. And that needs to stop. Need to get China off the back burner. Put them way on the back burner. In the rear with the bear, so to speak. 5, extension of long-term loans to Russia and Soviet satellites. Why? They need money? I thought they were so prosperous. That's what these young people don't understand. The money comes from somewhere. And when they run out of money, they go somewhere else to get it, to rape it, to pillage it. Provide American aid to all nations regardless of communist domination. Regardless. Grant recognition of Red China, admission of Red China to the UN. Set up East and West Germany as separate states in spite of Khrushchev's promise in 1955 to settle the German question by free elections under supervision of the UN. Prolong the conferences to ban atomic tests because the United States has agreed to suspend tests as long as negotiations are in progress. Well, we tried that. That didn't work. Allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN. Promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. If its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as one world government with its own independent armed forces. Some communist leaders believe the world can be taken over as easily as the UN, or as easily by the UN, as by Moscow. Sometimes these two centers compete with each other as they grow, as they are now doing in the Congo. Resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. Do away with all loyalty oaths. So the oath that you... If you're a firefighter or a police department worker or a military person, that oath, we're going to do away with it. It don't mean anything anymore. Not to you. Doesn't mean anything. What these people really want, it's insane. Resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. Continue giving Russia access to the U.S. Patent Office, which now we're dealing with China in the same aspect. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. That's 15. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. Think about that for a minute. They already did one. And with all these rhinos against Trump being reelected, like Kasich, they are demonstrating that they are capitulating to the Communist Manifesto. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. Think about that. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. That's 16. Civil rights. Violate civil rights. We've got lawyers in the NAACP, or the NAAPC, as I call it. Tons of them. That are just waiting. They're like ambulance chasers. They're just waiting on the sidelines to get control. Because that's what this is all about. That's what communism is about, is control. And I hope you watched the uplifting and very, I don't know, it was just a great time. It was a great time at the RNC. Much different than the DNC, where they were doom and gloom and just everything was blaming, you know, Trump for this and that, you know, and they're still doing it. The talking heads, you know, are still trying to blame Trump for the coronavirus. He stopped everything. He did everything that he could do at the time. Now, could he have done it maybe a week earlier? Probably. But he wasn't. He was not that informed, and neither were the scientists. Joe Biden wants to shut the country down. He wants to mandate, and this is what is freaking me out so much. They keep talking about when Trump got in. Oh, if Trump is elected, he'll be a dictator. He'll be a dictator, and we will not be able, you know, you'll be, you know, standing in bread lines and this and that. And Joe Biden et al. And Kamala Harris, they want to dictate wearing masks to everybody in the country, from the White House, from the executive. They want to dictate wearing masks. Where is the outrage on that from the media? Where? Trump said it's up to the governors, it's up to the states, it's up to the mayors, it's up to the municipalities, if you want to wear a mask or not, if they're going to mandate that. He's leaving it up to the states. Joe Biden and Kamala, they want to leave it up to the executive branch. That's what's so scary, because they want to mandate authoritarian views. They are talking about Trump being a dictator, and they want to be the dictator. Get control of the schools. This is number 17, and this is probably the most important one. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. The same shit they did in Nazi Germany. The same. The exact same thing. And we don't realize it because it's creeping up on us like a slow-moving plague. Just like this China virus, but it's a little bit different. It's creeping up. Shall I go on? Or is this getting you to the point where you want to just start crying? No, don't start crying. Start realizing it. You can download this. This is beliefnet.com. You can get it from, you can go right to the government and actually download it. It's the communist goals is Congressional Record Appendix PP A34 through A35, January 10th, 1963. That's how old this is, and that's how long we've been through this BS. Shall I go on? Get control of the schools. Well, they already have control of the schools. And it's showing right now the schools that are opening and the schools that are shutting down. And the schools where the teachers' union are saying, we don't want to, it's too scary, we can't. Well, look, if I am not worried about my kid transmitting COVID-19 or I'm not worried about getting it, then why can't you, as a frontline worker, go to school? Why? Teach the kids. We've got firefighters. We've got hospital workers. We've got policemen. We've got the army that are doing their utmost as frontline workers, as essential workers. And you teachers want to sit there on thumbs up your asses and not go back to work and not teach our children. Shame on you. You are communists. Gain control of all student newspapers. Well, that's pretty evident. Pretty evident. Use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. And not just communist attack, but people that support, I don't say, the United States of America and capitalism and freedom. That's against communism. So the student riots to foment public protests are basically geared towards anti-capitalism. And if you're not for capitalism, you are the enemy of me and a lot of other people too. This I can tell you. Infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy making positions. Well, that's pretty evident. When we had Rand Paul being attacked, and I think CBS covered it like, what, maybe 10 minutes? ABC didn't cover it. BSNBC didn't cover it. Fox News covered it quite a bit. See, people, it's not what the media tells you. It's what they don't tell you that's scarier. Because what they don't tell you, you'll never know. Unless you're like somebody like me that actually researches some of this stuff and looks this up and doesn't just sit there and rely on one source. I fact check myself quite a bit. I don't think I'm wrong too much. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. That's 21. There's 45 here, people. 45. I'm only at 21. And they pretty much gain control of key positions in radio. I mean, it's hard for you to actually look anything that, you know, on your local news that's not biased. It's hard to look at. You can't even bring up CNN. I mean, there's total bias. Total. TV, motion pictures, I mean, you know, the list goes on. Hollywood elite are always against. They're always against something. These people, I swear to God, they're just mean-spirited people that have nothing else to live for. They've got all the money in the world. They jet set. They go all over the world. They know how other places are, but they want to denigrate the United States of America for whatever reason. And I can say, look, you know, if you hate Trump, just come out and tell me, I hate Donald Trump. I'm not voting for him. Okay, on the same aspect, tell me why you're voting for Joe Biden. Why are you voting for the policies and a party of Democrats that were against slavery? They were for Jim Crow laws. They were for desegregation. Look at Joe. Look at Joe go. Yeah, he was for desegregation before that was cool. He was the whole party. They're so screwed up, they don't know which way to blow. Well, actually, they blow whatever way the wind blows. That's how they go. Regarding here, Robert, do you want to be on the phone with me? My voice is getting a little weak, but I still got quite a few of these to go.
Yeah, I actually have been listening to you. I was actually kind of really surprised that you got the show as late as you did, because I've never been able to get it to go at 7 o'clock Eastern time.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. Yeah. I rescheduled it because I don't know. I'm having problems with this Zinnia thing. But anyways, shall we continue with 45 communist goals? Okay,
yeah,
where was I? Infiltrate the press, yeah. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. 22, continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. I mean, is this not eerily translucent to what is happening today, Robert?
Oh, absolutely. Some of this art that they've got out there now that they're claiming is some of the greatest stuff you've ever seen is like a bunch of crap made by somebody who didn't know how to paint while on drugs.
Yeah, and years ago, I know me and you were both, screaming about, pictures and sculptures of Jesus in a jar of piss, you know. That's art, but I guess, you know, one man's art is another one's non-art, but it just, this is all coming to fruition. Number 23, control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. So in other words, it's mind control. I don't know if you ever watched The Twilight Zone, Robert. I do all the time. I just find it timely. I mean, it was made back in the 50s and 60s, but it's so timely, and even 70s, to me, because there's so many. Remember the episode where the director is, I had it on the tip of my tongue, and the director of the state was saying, "You are obsolete," to Burgess Meredith. "You're obsolete because mm-hmm. you're a librarian." And he had him in his room. He said, "You have to die." And he said, "You pick the way you're going to die." And he had him in his room. And he was so nervous because he had a bomb in there. They had a bomb in there. The state was going to kill him. And at the end of the movie, the director of the state was up, and everybody was saying, "You are obsolete." The Obsolete Man was the name of the actual movie, or the film. But this is what this is part of this, you know, control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art, to get people on the edge of their seats to vote for anybody that they want them to vote for. That's what it is.
Well, you know, I found something else out today that my wife listens to a thing called Prophecy Update, and the guy was talking about an episode of The Simpsons back in 2000 that actually it was back in 2000, The Simpsons, and they actually had an episode where Donald Trump was the president.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that kind of blew me away. Back in 2000.
Wow. Well, the Simpsons,
years ago.
They've always been kind of ahead of their time, you know. But you know, especially when they had what's his name? The guy that always was talking bad to Smithers, you know. But when he was running for president, and the two-eyed fish from the nuclear reactor, Marge served that as dinner, and he took a bite and he spit it out. That was the end. That was the end of that race.
Yep.
22. Wait a minute.
25.
I already got 24. The 22. 24. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. Well, we've got that on YouTube. We've got that on Facebook. We've got that on Twitter. They are governing obscenity, what they call obscenity, by calling it censorship. See how they confuse the two. 25, break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. And 26 goes along with it, present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Well, we all know that's not true.
Yep.
But that's what they want, because that further distills the American spirit down to one liquid. Their liquid, the communist liquid. Break down cultural standards. Oh, wait a minute, I already got that. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch.
Yep.
They're already doing that. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. There is no such thing in the Constitution. It never says separation of church and state. You know that.
Nope, it doesn't.
I know that. The rest of the idiots out there don't know that. And I'm not talking to the people that listen to my show, because if you listen to my show and you listen to Robert's show, you're not idiots. Not unless you call us up and harass us, and then we'll take care of your butts. Discredit the American founding fathers. Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. Okay, so Abraham Lincoln had no concern for the common man. George Washington had no concern for the common man. These people.
Well, they've already done. They've already started on stuff like that because they've pretty much said they were adulterers and they had slaves and all the stuff that they're saying is what's wrong with society today.
Well, I mean, let's go back with Martin Luther King. I mean, you could probably find somebody in his family that owned slaves. And let's understand this crap, okay? Because back then, the people that sold slaves were black. They
yep.
sold them.
And that's who sold them to America.
They sold their own people. And they mm-hmm. and the Democratic Party is doing the same thing. They enslave black people. They okay with voting laws and so on. Where okay, you have to have a voter ID, otherwise you're being disenfranchised. Well, wait a minute. Are you telling me that black people are that damn stupid that they can't go out and get a voter ID or they can't go out and get a license to vote? I would be very offended if I was a black person.
I know a bunch of black people who are very offended by that.
Well, it is. And remember, who was it, Chris Matthews, that said during the storm in Louisiana where he was talking about, oh, look at them, they're so poor and they're so black. I think it was Chris Matthews. I mean,
yeah, that was Chris Matthews.
when are the black community going to sit there and say, the Democrats are not your party? They're not. They never have been. They've always been a party of enslavement. They want to keep you on the government dole. They want to keep you on welfare. They want to keep you on food stamps because that's how they control you. And that's what communism is. It's about control. It's not about, you know, up-in-your-face anarchists. That's a little bit different, but it's still related to the same thing. But it's about control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing in this country. Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it was only a minor part of the big picture. Give more emphasis to Russian history since the communists took over. Well, communism is pretty much dead in Russia, okay? It might be actually in Russia, but it's pretty much dead rest of the world. Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics, etc. That's why they didn't want to defund the cops, because they want to bring in their little Marxist buddies, social workers, to defuse situations, but all they're going to do is exasperate them. Eliminate all laws or procedures which interfere with the operation of the communist apparatus. In other words, a good commie is a good commie. A bad commie is a dead commie. Eliminate the House Committee on the UN on un-American activities. Discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI, which is what they're doing with, you know, the police.
They're doing that now.
Infiltrate and gain control of more unions. Well, they've already got that, except the police union is supporting Trump. I find that oddly intriguing and
yep.
exhilarating, actually. Infiltrate and gain control of more unions. Infiltrate and gain control of big business. You've got Wendy's and you've got Burger King and you've got all these businesses that are denouncing their own product. KFC, no more finger licking, good for you, Joe. You know, they're getting rid of that motto. They're going back to when the time is right. That's their old motto from 60 years ago. They're going back to that motto. It's sickening to me, some of this, but we have to read it. Transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders, which no one but psychiatrists can understand or treat. That kind of describes the whole left wing of the House to me.
Pretty much.
I think we need to send more social workers to the House and try to diagnose them. dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who oppose communistic goals. Same thing. Discredit the family as an institution. That's the biggest part of the breakdown of the Black American experience is the loss of the Black American family. You have, you know, unwed mothers. You have Black fathers that do not, you know, take control of their families, and then they wonder why their kids grow up to be shot. They wonder why their kids grow up to be in trouble. And it's, you know, amazing that the Democrats have capitalized on that. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. The negative influence of parents. Think about that, Robert.
Yeah, they have to be raised as by the village.
Yeah, attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. Now, back then in '63, I guess retarding of children was, you know, not to be politically incorrect, you know, but they couldn't stick window lickers in there because that was not the term back then, you know. But, yeah, create the impression or emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. Parents are the role models to the kids. They're role models to children. They're role models to a lot of other people. But they want to get them away from them. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition, that students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve economic, political, or social problems. And we're seeing that today. Create the impression, but this is more than an impression. This is violence and insurrection. And they're calling this legitimate. And the Democratic Party has not spoken out on this except for the last week, which they had to because they've seen their poll number drop. And they're finally starting to say something about it. I think it's a little too late.
They're still pushing the mostly nonviolent protests. And I get a kick out of that one because
there's a fine line between violent and nonviolent. When you get up in my face and I'm eating at a restaurant and you're telling me that I better put my fist up to support Black Lives Matter, I tell you what, I'm good for about 4 to 6. Okay?
Yep.
I'll take out 4 to 6. The rest of y'all get the rest because I will not sit there and be dissuaged. I will not sit there and have somebody tell me I need to conform. You know what I'm saying, Robert?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's like the Black Lives Matter are running around now telling people that they need to move out of their houses because the houses are now theirs. And one of these days they're going to come up to some guy's house and he's going to have a gun and he's going to be told he needs to move out of his house because the house is now Black Lives Matters. And he's going to point a gun in their face and he's going to say, and these bullets are yours too. Wham.
Yeah. And rightly so. He's protecting his property, you know.
Absolutely.
And it's just, I mean, this stuff just makes me so sad, man, reading through this, but it's been there since 1963. It's just a lot of people don't know. I like to bring it up whenever I can because I think it's important.
I think I did a show about 3 years ago on this. And it's just amazing what's in that, and it's amazing that almost every bit of it has been done.
Yep, almost. Not quite almost, but pretty much. 42, create the impression that violence... Oh, well, I already went through that one. 43, overthrow all colonial governments before native populations are ready for self-government. So that basically just says, screw everybody else. We're just going to take over your country. These are people that are supposed to be peaceful. internationalize the Panama Canal, pretty much already done, repeal the Connolly Reservation so the United States cannot prevent the World Court, which the World Court to me is a joke. I mean, anything that has the world in front of it or at the end of it, you know, like the World Court or the anything has to do with this pandemic that we're going through, that kind of thing, is kind of a joke. The NWA or the, what am I looking for? The World
WHO.
Health, WHO, World Health Organization, joke. They sat on this virus. They knew about it. They sat on it, but they let it go. And this is all stuff, the 10 planks of Karl Marx, the Communist Manifesto. This is all stuff that's coming true. That's been out there for quite a long time. And I don't know if people just don't want to read it. I don't know if maybe they just don't know about it. Maybe they don't know. But it's what's there. And it's what's out there, and it's what we have to fight. We have to fight.
Yeah, and most people don't even realize that what you're talking about today is part of the congressional record of 1963. Anybody can access that.
Yeah. I mean, this is not, this is not something that was just out there, put out there by the press or whatever. This is part of the congressional record back in 1963.
Yeah.
And this is something that everybody can look up. Everybody can read. It's not me blowing smoke out my butt. It's not, you know, it is there. It is fact. And it's coming true.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got several people in the chat room. One of them's already gone. But they just brought up a thing, https://www.sunrisemovement.org.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out. I've seen that.
It says, please check out the following organizations that are responsible for the training of domestic terrorists. And yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out. Just as a side note, we got through all those 45 topics. Good God. I'm trying to figure out, on Blog Talk, man, it's like the Zynga thing just don't like me. It don't like me every time I log in with it. And so I'm going to try to figure it out this week, Robert. But hopefully I can get it together. But in the meantime, we got BiteMeInTheBasement.com. It's a website devoted basically to freedom-loving patriots that are tired of Facebook, tired of Twitter, tired of the runarounds and the Facebook jail and Twitter jail and all this kind of stuff. And you can go there. You can have your own profile. You can start your own group. You can text message your favorite people. You can invite people. You can have your own buddy list and friend list and so on. And it's a website I started basically to wean myself off of some of the other crap that's going on around the country. And we're also dedicated to destroying the Biden-Harris campaign and reelecting Donald Trump for 4 years. And that's what we're trying to do over there. It's a work in progress. It's going to take a little while. I still got some more things to do. I've been working on it pretty much 24/7. So go on over to BiteMeInTheBasement.com. I know it's long, but you can type it in.
All right.
BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join me and Robert and some other people over there.
I put the link in the, I just put the address in the chat room. And Daily News says, nice, thank you. So.
Yeah, we're going to be, we're just going to have fun with this, basically, but we're going a little bit one step further. So, I came up with that. I seen the logo. Nobody claimed the logo. I looked at DNS server up. Nobody claimed that website, so I bought it, and it's good for another year anyways. But we'll keep hammering the libs, and anybody can request to be an author. They can request to post things. Some things you can post yourself. I think I made you an author, Robert, so anytime you want to get down there and write something, yeah, anytime you want to get down there and write something, you can do it. Let's make it happen, man. I want to see it happen. I want to see it happen. So that's what it's there for. And we can link to Facebook. You can share things. If you write an article, you can share it on Facebook if you want to. I've shared quite a few things on Facebook already from there. And our views are going up. We're getting pretty good traffic on the website. And like I said, I'm trying to make it happen, man. I don't have the money that Jeff Bezos has. I don't have the money that Zuckerberg has, but got some of the talent. You know,
Some
of the talent.
One of the things I'm looking at right now with CNN, we've got actually with your show and my show, we've actually got 4 shows on here, and 2 of them haven't been doing anything because there's a guy down in Texas. He lost his home, so he's in the process of trying to get himself into a place where he can start his show up again. And the other one, Vincent Brown, I think is his name. He does a show called Black by Color Only, and he's out of Durham, North Carolina. And he went on hiatus until September, so he's almost back now. So we'll have, you know, 4 shows. It's like mine is
cool.
Tuesday and Friday, and then his is on Saturday, yours is on Sunday. And the other one out of Texas, he's on Wednesday. So as soon as they all get back, we should have a pretty good lineup then.
Yeah, good. And hopefully I can get my microphone up sometime this year. I mean, it's working. Everything works, you know. When I go to the online mic checker and it checks and it says everything's working, but I go to that Zynga deal on Blog Talk and it just will not let me. So I tried downloading Skype again, and I think before I was actually calling in from Skype. So I'm going to try that again and just see if that don't work, because Blog Talk don't like me. It just don't like me. I mean, it's probably got me pegged. Yeah.
Yeah.
the Binghameter, hate Binghameter. I hate Bing.
I know there's been several times I've
growing,
had that.
I guess, but no, we're gonna come back stronger. BiteMeInTheBasement.com. Go there. I set up a page on Facebook too. It's Bite Me in the Basement. I think you're on there.
Daily News. He went and you actually got a phone call. 909-490-7112, 909 area code.
Let me see. Okay, yeah, we got him. I'll bring him in. 909, how you doing?
Hello, calling from Southern California. This is Daily News.
Hello there.
Why?
Hello.
What's on your mind, girl?
Oh, well, I like your website. I had opened up another tab and checked it out. And, I was wondering, because I have a show on Spreaker. I used to broadcast from BTR, but was just having too many problems, and then I was invited to join a network on Spreaker. So that's where I'm at. And some more conservative shows. And, anyway...
Well, go ahead and feel free to post over there, and, you know, we don't censor. I mean, I might do something. If you really are off the wall, unhinged, I might censor, but we don't censor. I've had so many websites that that are up there for different political candidates, and just myself, Traditional American Movement was one, American by Design. I mean, I've had a lot of websites up there. I don't censor people unless I think they need to be. You know what I mean?
Yes. There are some extremists that are just too extreme, and they're off the chain, not even on topic. You know,
and you're from California.
I have Southern California.
How do you deal with it? Mm-hmm. How do you deal with it?
Well, in my neck of the woods, I'm kind of like in a bubble. I live next to the Civic Center, the library, the whole city council. And so since it's pretty brand new, They don't. They, if there's something going down, the police are everywhere and they shut it down. So that's good.
Do you ever get
to
hear
a good friend of mine, Steve Salling, is in Gilroy, the garlic capital of the world California. And you need to look him up. He's just a very good guy, very nice dude. He's on Facebook and so on. He'll probably join our channel here. But it's great to hear from a Californian that is conservative. You are
there's
got an X on your back.
yes and no. I guess you could say do my activism. It's subtle. You know, it's more questioning. You know, the way things are, and has anything changed for you or improved for you, or you know, anybody that you know. And usually they say, I don't know, like what? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, here locally in California, we have high rent, we have high taxes and everything else, but people want to blame it on Donald Trump. But it's actually the governor's dealings and our Congress up there in Sacramento. And really? Yep. Pretty much everything that's being blamed on the president has nothing to do with the president. It's all local.
Yeah.
I'm astonished. Well, I'm astonished as far as the dumbing down of people these days. I just don't understand how it happened.
Well, yep. Look, it's very good to meet you. I mean, it's hard. It's kind of weird for me to talk to somebody in California other than my other friend there that I mentioned that's a conservative and believes in conservative values. It's very rare to find that, but it's beautiful.
You
know, it's beautiful when you do.
Well
I have
you.
that other friend of mine, his Douglas V. Gibbs is out of California. He lives in Murrieta. And
okay,
he
focuses around that.
Yeah, he travels all over the state and teaches the Constitution.
Okay, yes.
Well, you conservatives must have settled in the same place or close by, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm familiar with him and his name and his teachings. That's funny that you mentioned him. In fact, I think might have mentioned him before a while ago. It's been a while since I've tuned in. So good. The more the merrier. We had about 200 people show up at the Walk Away Movement campaign in Los Angeles or Hollywood, Los Angeles area. Democrat people walking away from that party and going independent or Republican, they showed up. They flew their Trump 2020 flags. And so even though they may not change parties, they know that they're not voting Democrat anymore. There's still some on the fence, but there's others that have committed and have registered out of the Democrat Party. So that's fantastic. In Los Angeles.
Well, listen, I'd appreciate it if you just sent me like a little text message. Are you on Facebook at all?
Yes.
Yeah, just look me up, Bing Fisher. Just send me a little text message so I can friend you because I need all the friends I can get. But no, I got plenty. I got almost 400 now. No, send me a text message. And if you'd like to contribute to our group, then, you know, please let me know too because, you know, the more the merrier. We've got to win this election. It's so important. It's the most important thing that happened to this country. So I appreciate you calling and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And it's important for your listeners, for women to get out there and get on the air. It doesn't take much. It's a little scary at first, but you'll find your little niche. And just go to town and talk about your conservative values and spread that knowledge. Spread the fact that we are losing our country and all they have to do is look around to see everything that's going on around them, poke their heads out of the sand for just a moment and look what their future is going to be like if we continue down this road of the Democrat Party. Republicans want to restore our country. We want to restore the values. We want to restore our family, the central part, the core part of our country. And so it's so important. So women, get out there, get on the horn and speak your truth. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Justice in the American way. I mean, that's all you got to say. And thank you so much for all you do. I respect you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You too. You guys keep up the good work.
We'll try. As long as we're breathing, okay? It's like Charles Heston, as long as I'm breathing, you know. Robert, that was just great.
There you go.
We'll keep running the line. I'm going to play an outro, Robert, so I didn't know you had a show scheduled, but sorry for that.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm playing outro voice anyways, if you could not already tell. and I'm going to try to get this mic going. I'm going to see maybe I might try calling into your show through Skype or something, just see if I can get it going that way. But we'll get it happening.
Yeah, that would be fine. I schedule my shows at 5 p.m. Eastern time, and my next one's going to be on Tuesday. And then after I do my one on Tuesday, then I'll schedule my one for Friday, and that's how I do it. I usually schedule right as soon as I finish. So.
Okay, cool. All right, I'm going to go and close this out. And remember, people, look, don't let your friends vote Democrat, please, because it means a lot to others right now. There's a lot of military people that would be very pissed off if Biden got in control and Kamala Harris. Robert, it's always nice talking to you, and it's always nice talking to somebody from California that's on our side.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Send me a text message, and we're going to close out with this. Hopefully you can hear that.
It's real quiet. Is that all?
Thank you, Brian Futch. You can reach him, Brian Futch, on Reverb Nation and on Amazon. Thank you. Thank you for listening to American by Design. Good night. God bless.